Biden falsely claims to have convinced Strom Thurmond to vote for the Civil Rights Act. By Paul Bois on August 28, 2023. President Joe Biden made a false claim on Monday when he said that he literally convinced former Dixiecrat Senator Strom Thurmond, SC, to vote for the Civil Rights Act. The president made his outlandish claim while speaking on the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Civil Rights Legal Group, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. Pause for just a moment. I thought things had changed. I was able to literally, not figuratively, talk Strom Thurmond into voting for the Civil Rights Act before he died. And I thought, well, maybe there's real progress, but hate never dies. It just hides, it hides under the rocks, he said. Strom Thurmond, who switched to the Republican Party after years as a Democrat, voted against the Civil Rights Act of 1964 before Joe Biden had entered politics, being that he was just 21 years old at the time. Strom Thurmond also died in 2003, many decades after the passing of civil rights. Thurmond not only voted against the Civil Rights Act of 1964, he also holds the record for the longest ever filibuster opposing the Civil Rights Act of 1957. According to Fox News, a White House spokesperson later said the president was instrumental in getting Thurmond's vote for the Voting Rights Act in 1980. Whatever the president meant, it represents yet another serious gaffe in his long string of serious gaffes. For instance, he has often publicly said that his son Beau died in Iraq even though he died of brain cancer after having previously served in Iraq. As Breitbart News reported, the president made a similar claim in 2022 while giving a speech in Colorado to designate Camp Hale as a national monument. He had been discussing the many sacrifices that soldiers make before citing his son Beau as an example. I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq, Biden said. The following month, the president once again claimed that Iraq was where my son died. In May of this year, the president used the backdrop of a conversation with U.S. servicemen to once again falsely claim Beau died in the Iraq War. The president reportedly made his claim during a visit with troops at Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni in Japan. My son was a major in the U.S. Army. We lost him in Iraq, he reportedly said. Watch, Biden wrongly claims Iraq is where my son died. According to the New York Post, the traveling press corps were kept far enough away that the remarks were inaudible. The White House press office did not put out an official transcript, almost allowing the error to escape public notice, according to the Post. In late September 2022, the president appeared to call out for now-deceased Representative Jackie Walorski, RN, when giving a speech at a White House event. Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? Biden asked. I didn't think she was going to be here, he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.